In the middle of the road of my life, I awoke in a dark wood where the true way was wholly lost. How do you know that you're on your path? Because it disappears, that's how you know. How do you know that you're really doing something radical? Because you can't see where you're going. That's how you know. But everything you have lent on for your identity has gone. And so you are going to enter the black contemplative splendors of self-doubt at the same time as you're setting out on this radical new path. And then, you see, if you can put this across, people suddenly say, wow, amazing. So here are some of the steps along the path. And the amazing thing is that the steps are very precise.
Mm-hmm. Being, to me, means seeing the greatness and the uniqueness in you and never letting anybody else convince you to the contrary. When people ask me, come on, you're always talking about being up and you're always positive and so on, you mean to tell me that you're always that way? I say, yeah, I really am. And it isn't because I'm out there doing something in an artificial way. It's an authentic response to my having gotten the junk out of me. And the junk is the way that I used to think, the way that I used to think. Bucky Fuller, who I served with on the Hunger Project Advisory Council for 9 years, who died not too long ago, said that 99% of who you are, you can't touch, you can't see, you can't smell. 99% of you is untouchable, unsmellable, invisible. It is what Ken Kies has called your conscious awareness. It's what looks out behind those eyeballs. Now, if 99% of who you are, you can't touch and you can't feel and you can't smell, then what is it? Who is it? Where are you? What is this thing called your essence or who you are? And where does it go? Who I am has been in many, many bodies already, all right? And that essence, you see, everything on our planet that is alive can never die. It can never die. Life doesn't die. It just transforms. It just moves on to new places and new ways of being, new ways of being. And the way of being that is the most transcendent of all is this way that comes from seeing yourself as love and only having that to give away. Only having that to give away. But what you do put out in the world is exactly what's coming back to you. And if you find things coming back to you that you don't like and don't understand, don't ask yourself why these things are coming to you. Ask yourself what you're doing to make them come back to you. And when you start putting the responsibility on yourself, you start seeing dramatic changes. Dramatic changes. New way of being. Instead of ethics, instead of rules, ethics. Another new way of being. Instead of looking all your life for achievements and externals, try living your life on knowledge for the sake of knowledge. Knowledge instead of achievements. For the sake of knowledge, being in a context in which you don't have to collect a lot of merit badges, you don't have to collect a lot of awards and other people's value judgment. That you go to school or you go out into the world or you read or whatever it is you do because it makes sense to you, not because of what somebody else is going to put on a transcript or where you're going to appear in a class list. We need to help our children to understand and value the importance of knowledge for the sake of knowledge and doing things that make sense rather than taking the easy way.
And I think there's something really significant in that. That you don't have to get it all planned out and follow a certain pattern and do it a certain way. If you just sort of trust your inner instincts and go with that and live each moment, the goal stuff will all take care of itself. But if you're sacrificing and pushing your life aside and suffering on your way to trying to get someplace, you'll never get there. It will always elude you, because once you get there, you'll just have to upgrade it. And that's because that's all you'll know. Nowness is that purest form of sanity, living in this moment and enjoying it. And all the rest of it will sort of work its way out. Know thyself, is what Shakespeare said. Know thyself. The more you know yourself, the more you become honest with yourself, honesty becomes just a way of life. No, I don't think the world necessarily does, but you can't run your world. You can't run your world based upon what the rest of the people in the world want or don't want. To me, honesty is like, it's a karma that goes out into the world. How people treat you in the world is their karma. How you react is yours. And when you react to it with dishonesty, that's what you're putting out into the world, dishonesty. And when you put dishonesty out into the world, that's what's going to come back to you, because what goes out is what comes back. That all, as you sow, so shall you reap. I mean, it's in every great institution that there is in the world, whether it's a religion or a philosophy or whatever. What you put out is what comes back. Whatever you plant is what you're going to get back. And the more that you put out honesty, just because it's what you are, because you are being honesty, you're not trying to be honest, you're just being honesty, then that's what will come back to you on a regular basis. And when it doesn't, you'll just see that as another test for you to pass. It means that you can find joy in every moment that you have in your life instead of always looking for it. It means that while you are driving along the countryside, you know, and seeing, instead of saying, oh, I'm on my way to this point, that you can open your eyes and see it with new eyes. See the rolling mountains, see the grass, see the deer, see the sky. See, you can just stop wherever you are in this second, wherever you are, and just look around you, and you can begin to appreciate just your surroundings and your environment. Then you can begin to appreciate the people that are in your life, and even the ones that are negative and you're having the most difficulty with. You can practice a new way of being with them, which is sending them love, sending them flowers, send them books, send them a tape, send them something, and just see what kind of reaction that you get. Super emotional health is just an attitude. An attitude is everything. Forgiveness is the vital ingredient on the path of enlightenment. And if you don't know how to do it, then practice sending out love. Take the person or the people that you're having conflict with any place in your life. Send them something. You don't have to even do it physically. Just send them something that comes from inside. And what's inside is how you choose to think. And if you can make that love and do that, and that is to me the test. Not whether you can love someone when they smell good, when they do everything that you're supposed to, but whether you can love someone who has sent you hate or anguish in your life and send it back. You don't have to forget. You don't have to go back. But you got to get it out of you, because it is blocking you and holding you back. They are independent of the good opinion of other people. Independent of it. They're so busy advancing confidently, doing the things that make sense, and bringing success to changing their baby's diaper, and bringing success to weeding their garden, and bringing it to the job. They bring it on the airplane so that when they run into somebody who is rude to them, a stewardess that is rude, they don't see it as an attack on them. It's just where they are, and they send them love. That's when you start coming back to yourself. That's what enlightenment is. That's the pathway to enlightenment. When you send out that stuff that is destroying you, that is killing you in one way or another, and you move yourself back over here, and eventually you get yourself all the way back. This is the light over here. This is the place where you can't go back.